From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House saying President Trump's meetings with the French and Canadian leaders at the G7 went well. AP's Mike Gracia.
The White House says President Trump had positive meetings with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and French President Emmanuel Macron at the G7 summit in Quebec Friday. Speaking to reporters alongside Macron, Trump praised the French leader.
You've got great courage. You're doing the right thing.
And Trump touted his talks on NAFTA with Trudeau.
We had a very, very good meeting on NAFTA with Justin and his representatives.
Earlier, Trump joked to reporters that Trudeau had agreed to cut all tariffs and trade barriers between Canada and the U.S. Mike Gracia, Washington.
One U.S. Special Operations soldier is dead, 4 wounded after al-Qaeda-linked militants attacked an outpost in southwestern Somalia, al-Shabaab claiming responsibility for that attack. The special counsel investigating Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election is bringing additional charges against President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, for tampering with unnamed witnesses regarding their testimony. President Trump has told reporters if things don't go well at next week's summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, he's prepared to return to Washington.
So I am totally prepared to walk. It could happen. Maybe it won't be necessary. I hope it won't be necessary to walk, because I really believe that Kim Jong-un wants to do something that is going to be great for his people and also great for his family and great for himself.
Trump administration wants to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. Pyongyang wants sanctions relief. This is VOA News. It was another day of violent clashes along the Israeli border with the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip. Robert Berger has our report.
As demonstrators approached the border, they were confronted by Israeli troops. Soldiers fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the crowds, and snipers used live ammunition to prevent a breach of the border fence. The international community has accused Israel of an excessive use of force during the protests, which left more than 115 Palestinians dead since the end of March. But Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has the right to defend its borders against acts of violence by a terrorist organization, a reference to the Islamic militant group Hamas that rules Gaza. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The Taliban announced today it would halt offensive operations against government forces, security forces across Afghanistan during the 3-day festivities of Eid al-Fitr, marking the end of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. Ceasefire coincides with the unilateral week-long halting of anti-Taliban operations by the Afghan government starting on Tuesday. This will be the first time since 2002 the Islamist insurgency will cease hostilities in Afghanistan, where it currently controls or contests nearly half of Afghan's districts. Celebrity chef and food critic Anthony Bourdain is dead. He was in France working on an upcoming episode of the CNN series Parts Unknown. According to CNN, Bourdain committed suicide. AP's Warren Levinson reports he was remembered at a New York City food shrine.
At the farmers market in Union Square, adjusting New Yorkers' attitudes toward food is a regular part of the job. At Friday's market, they were remembering someone who did it on TV, Anthony Bourdain.
I was always a traveler, and I appreciated his ability to smoothly move through the planet in a way that was graceful and interesting and fun.
Jody Emmett owns Beth's Farm Kitchen, a gem company. Restaurant cook Camila Guerrero, who sells bread at the market, says Bourdain definitely affected an eater's sense of adventure.
And people's openness, maybe, to trying things that they've never tried before.
Anthony Bourdain was found dead at a hotel in eastern France. He was 61. Warren Levinson, New York.
President Trump says that he is considering a pardon for the heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali, who died in 2016, despite the fact that Ali's conviction for refusal of military service was overturned in 1971. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.